3, 2, 1. In a market, prices and wages are set by competition. No solidarity, cause everyone's on a mission to get theirs. In other words, to get yours. Sure, you could do the right thing, but what for? When bargaining power's dressed up as justice, bust this. All values are out the window, trust this. He with the most receipts makes the rules. My receiptless disciples of the market play the fool. Ask yourself who's the one getting over. When water is the price of soda, when death is the price of life-saving drugs, ain't hard to see that a market economy breeds thugs. And if you seek a remedy, don't hold your breath. Without a fancy-ass lawyer, the courts is deaf. And when the media is a market auctioning off speech, there's no voice without a receipt. It don't take a psychic to know what they all about. When you hear the devil say, let the market sort it out, cause let the market sort it out, well, that means we stuck a bowing down to the biggest gun or biggest checkbook. And it ain't just price that the market perverts. When wages are targeted, it's the workers who hurt. Pitting the least powerful against one another throws us off their scent when we suspicious of each other. Instead of working together to decide our fate, we make the market the god and let God dictate. But God damn it, if profit is the only commandment, this can't be our religion. It's time we demand a new system where we learn to get into care, where market shares replaced by fair share. We want a real institutional change. And no, I ain't talking about washing brains, but bleaching souls, if you know what I mean. Cause money only has one color, and that's a red blood red.
We don't want markets or some bureaucracy. We want party combat news. We want real democracy. We want to participate, not just be competing. The distributory plan is all that's made for you. Instead of competing, we cooperate. The worker and consumer councils negotiate what kind of products and how much we gonna make. Not to mention how much work it's gonna take. When it comes to wages, we already know better. Remuneration based on sacrifice and effort. But when it comes to products and price tags, participatory planning is a brand new bag. It ain't just about the toll that it takes on our wallet, but the hole that's been placed in our conscience. Cause it ain't just products, it's the byproducts. When innocent bystanders get caught up in pollution, displacement, economic downwind, 1 billion children in poverty and counting. We gotta redefine the way we think and the cost, not just a buyer and seller, but all parties involved. Yo, how it affects the environment and working conditions, where the value of our goods ain't about bargaining position, but where prices is the value that reflects impact. Not just the good, but the good that you can't get back. For certain goods to be produced, others a sacrifice. That's something that they never show in a market-based price. But in a party con, we all share the cost to our degree of benefit, to our degree a loss. And in return for the price each individual pays, that's a degree that they get a proportionate say. A system open to the public, nothing we can't know. Nobody guarding power by guarding crucial info. We understand real value, so our choices are pure. No market snake or salesman out there trying to get yours.
Time checking history so it ain't